I'm very thankful to be here this morning. Once again, in my mind I say it often. I'm sure I say it verbally often, but I'm thankful for this opportunity to be here this morning, to be with y'all. I woke up this morning just kind of excited, and I'll make reference to what Brother Dion mentioned this morning in Sunday school, and bear with me because I reference this quite often as well, but I felt that temperature change, and it just kind of made me even more excited to go throughout this day. And even though I had a lot on my mind this morning, just looking forward to coming to service, to being here with people that I know, people that I love. This is not easy for me to stand up here. But if there was a group of people that, if I had a choice to have a group of people to speak to, it would be this group of people. This group of people that I know love me and love the Lord, and to be able to associate and to worship with people that share my same interest, I'm so very thankful and excited to be part of this people. Uncle Bobby, would you mind leading us in a verse and maybe the chorus of the family of God? You may notice we say brother.
You may notice we say brother and sister around here. It's because we're family and these folks are so dear. When one has a heartache, we all shed a tear and rejoice in his victory in this family so dear. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Joined heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. Our part of
that is my testimony this morning. I am thankful for you, thankful for your love, and I covered your prayers. And I ask for your prayers this morning that the Lord would bless these next few minutes. I don't anticipate being up here very long, but I do have a little burden on my heart that I would like to share with you, and I pray that the Lord would bless it and that y'all would be able to receive it and that he could work with this thought. I'd like to look at a little passage over in the 14th chapter of Matthew. Very familiar story here. Matthew 14. And we'll pick up verse 22. So Matthew 14, verse 22. We'll read on down to the end of this little story about verse 33. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." The burden this morning is that wherever we find ourselves in life, whatever circumstances we're in, when it comes time for the Lord to call us, when it comes time to move out and to move closer to Him, to meet Him, to be where He is at, that He would help us to have the courage, the faith, to step out and to obey. Knowing that He is going to give us the help, the strength, whatever it is that we need to make that calling come to pass. That's the burden this morning. That we can step out with courage, that we will be willing to step out when we hear His voice. I'd like, with the Lord's help this morning, to read maybe a little bit between the lines of this story. It's not our intention to add to Scripture, and we would never try to do that. But I would like to try to read between the lines and maybe take from past experiences of what we know of some of these characters as we kind of watch and see how this story unfolds. So looking at this 22nd verse, it says, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship." Now I have to admit, I've never really looked at that as being an important part of this story. I've never really seen that with that it had much significance. It doesn't seem like Jesus told them to do something. It was a command from the Lord. And my first take on it is that maybe it's not that important. But then I also am reminded that anytime the Lord speaks, anytime the Lord tells us to do something, it's important. It's worth paying attention to. It's worth tuning into. It's worth seeing if there's something there that we can get out of it. So it says, Jesus told them to go get into the boat. So I think, now, he told the disciples to get into the boat, but if we can narrow this down to Peter, because that's where the story's going. And I feel like this is so very important, because if we read the latter part of this story, where he gets out of the boat and he walks on the water, first of all, he had to get in the boat. And I think, I don't want to miss this little part about getting in the boat. If I were Peter, and the Lord told me to get into a boat, I feel like I would hear the Lord, and I would think in my mind, you know what, I can do this. Peter, if we know anything about Peter, this was Peter's livelihood. This is what Peter did. Peter spent probably the biggest majority of his adult life, maybe teenage life, in a boat. This is something he was comfortable with. This probably wasn't that hard of a command to follow. Now it does say that Jesus constrained his disciples, and if you look into that, some translations say he complied with them. He had to kind of prod them a little bit to go get in the boat. There's a couple different thoughts on maybe why he had to be kind of forceful with that. Maybe he was tired. He was wanting to go pray. But he gave the instruction to get into the boat. And I think, you know what, Peter, it may not have been a big deal. I would like to think that it wasn't a big deal to Peter. This is something that he knew well. This is something, you know what, the Lord wants me to get in this boat, and he told me to go to the other side of whatever body of water, the sea, or, and he's told me to go from here to go to there. You know what? I can do this. I've got this. I can handle this. And I think, you know what, sometimes the Lord gives us or asks us to do things or tells us to do things that we are familiar with, that we are used to doing, that's comfortable for us to do, that might not be that hard, that might not be that much of a struggle. I think of people with talents, and obviously Peter had a talent for fishing. We read several occasions where he went and they fished, and this was his trade, and this is what he had learned, and this is what he did, and I'm sure he did it well. And I think of the talents that the Lord has blessed some of us with. We have those that can sing well. We have those that have been blessed with the gift of speech, and they do that well. So if the Lord calls them or tells them to go do this, and it involves people, it involves speaking, then that might come, with the Lord's help, it might come kind of naturally. We have Sunday school teachers. The Lord calls you to be a Sunday school teacher, and you have a love for children, and you love to be involved and to work with children. Then that might be something you look forward to, something you're comfortable with. And we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for those times and for those places that he allows us to be in. I would like to think that if Peter is on this body of water and the disciples are on this body of water, and the wind starts to blow and the waves start to roll, that Peter knows enough about the circumstances and the situation he's in, that this boat is, I'm kind of using my words here, that this boat has kind of, is maybe his safe spot. He's comfortable with this situation. He's comfortable with these circumstances. And I think, you know, I can be comfortable with the circumstances and the situations in life that the Lord has allowed me to be in. And I thank the Lord for those times. Those are times that we're in these times, and I'm doing the work of the Lord, and I'm growing, I'm learning. I'm just, my relationship is growing and getting stronger with the Lord. And I do. I thank the Lord. We should thank the Lord for those times. Because there's going to come times when things are going to change. Circumstances are going to change. Life is going to change. Things are going to change. And in this situation, he told them to get into the boat. They get into the boat. And then the next part of scripture says the wind started blowing. And the waves, with wind, you have waves. And I think so far they're handling it. The scripture doesn't say anything about that they were terrified of the wind and the rain, or the wind and the waves. It doesn't say they were scared of that. But as the story goes on, they see this figure coming to them, and then it says they had fear. They had fear. So I'm confident that Peter knew how to navigate what little bit of trouble he was facing with the wind and the waves rolling around the boat. But then when they saw this figure walking toward them, then fear. And then Jesus did what Jesus did best. And he gave them some words of comfort. Said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Thank the Lord that as confident, as comfortable we may be in our circumstances and whatever trouble that might come our way, the Lord is there to give words of comfort, and the Lord is there to help. So if we can keep this in the back of our mind, Peter's in the boat. Peter is in his safe spot. so to speak. He's comfortable where he's at. The disciples, they're comfortable. They've got this. They're going to the other side, the shore, and they know what they're doing. So the story goes on. And I'd like to look at this verse 28 and 29. Peter said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come." And we know what happens. He steps out and he steps on the water. But I think of the faith and the courage it took for him to make that step. The faith and the courage it took for him to leave that safe spot he was in, to leave that place that he was comfortable in. Now, yes, he did. He kind of initiated. He said, "Lord, if it's you, call me out there. Call me out there to walk on the water." The Lord called, and at that very moment in time, Peter was fixing to do something that I would most likely say had never been done before. He was fixing to take a giant leap of faith. He was fixing to, think about it, he was fixing to step out of something that was keeping him afloat, something that was keeping him from sinking down into the water and drowning. I mean, this is where he was at, and he is fixing to make this huge transition. And I think about that in our lives today. How we can get in these comfortable places in life. And we can be good at what we do. We can appreciate the circumstances we're in. I can appreciate the people, the different ones that the Lord has allowed in my life, just whatever it is in life, whatever situation or circumstance I find myself in. If it's in my personal life, a one-on-one with the Lord, those places that He may allow me to be in, and in the people I worship with, the people I associate with, all those things, those places in life where we kind of just settle in and we get comfortable where we're at. And things are going well. Things are going good. And it's like, man, if things would continue on this way, then I'm not going to have any problem getting over there. If things continue the way they're going, yeah, there's a little wind, there's some waves, but I know what I'm doing. I've been here. I know what I'm doing. I'm comfortable with where I'm at. But things change. And the Lord calls us. And the Lord allows our circumstances to change. He calls us, maybe as individuals, to change. To step out maybe in areas that seem uncomfortable, areas that might get us out of our comfort zone a little bit. He might cause people to change, people that I know and I love, and places the Lord has allowed me to be in, and those comfortable places again, and I can look back on some of those places and say, "Lord, I've learned so much from this situation and the circumstance you've allowed me to be in. Lord, I've learned so much from what you would have me to do, these places that I hold, or if I hold a place. And Lord, I'm content. I'm content where I'm at. And I thank the Lord for those places." But sometimes, the Lord might require us to get out of the boat and do things a little different. Peter was fixing to do something that he had never done in his life. And, man, I mean, think back to this day and time. I mean, and even today. I mean, this is unheard of. I mean, we look at it, we read the story, and we say, this is just, it's easy in our minds to think this is just another miracle that the Lord let come to pass, that the Lord worked. But think of the magnitude of what happened. Think of, my mind almost can't take in. I mean, me in this physical flesh right here. I mean, I cannot take in that I could step on water. Something I've never done with enough faith and with enough courage that I could be held up. That the Lord could work that much to hold me up. So things got different real quick for Peter. And the burden this morning is, we know things are going to change. We know things are not always going to stay the same. We know things are going to be different. And my thoughts, first of all, go to my personal life, our personal lives. And I kind of already made mention to it, but we get comfortable where we're at. But you know, Peter stepped out on that water when he knew it was the Lord calling him. And I think how important that is in our lives, that we be so in tune with the Lord and we know His voice and we hear His voice, that when He begins to start speaking and He begins to call, that I can be in a place that I can make those moves, as difficult as they may be, as difficult as, even if it's something that I've never done or attempted before, I can still go forward with faith and with courage that He's still going to be there to help me. And so many times when I think these kind of thoughts, I think of moving out, moving up for the Lord. I think of the people that sit on the back benches in service, and nothing against the people on the back benches in service. And that seems like a tiny little thing, and I'm just using it as an example. But maybe moving up two or three benches is a really big deal to some people. It really might be. Raising your hand more often might be a big deal. That might be something that somebody's never done. Calling some songs in song service, singing loud, testifying on Wednesday nights. Those might be some of the places that the Lord would like to get us out of our comfort zone to move up in. Amen in the preacher more. Maybe he doesn't want such a quiet crowd. And make it easier to preach to if you weren't. But then aside from just our personal life, I just think about, again, the situations, the people He's allowed us to associate with. People that He's led into our lives to learn from, to grow, to get advice, to get counsel. But things change. Life moves on. Circumstances change. And the burden this morning is that when things do change, when the Lord gets ready, when the Lord lets us know that change needs to happen, that I'll be like Brother Peter. and that I will have the faith and have the courage to step out. He showed us that it could be done. He showed us that with the Lord involved, change could take place. And it could take place successfully. And it could work out. So Lord, I have to ask, in my life, if there's something that you've been calling me to do, and I've been holding back. I've been staying in my safe place. I've been in my boat. Because I know how to navigate my boat. Lord, you want me to go from point A to point B and I'm in a boat? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put out my little oars and I'm going to paddle over there. The way I've always done it. But that's not how the Lord told Peter to come to him this time. He didn't say, Peter, get your oars out and row over here and come see me. Again, I know Peter initiated it. But the Lord gave the command. He said, Peter, come on over here. Come on. It's me. It's Jesus. Come on over here by me. But walk on the water to do it. Peter did show us how to do it. Peter showed that it could be done. But I do think it is very important to bring out that there were a couple key elements for his being able to do this. One I've already kind of mentioned. He had to be able to keep his eyes on Jesus. You know, sometimes we can get excited when the Lord calls us to do something. I think there are people out there who don't mind the challenge. And we can look at a situation and we can, you know what, the Lord's kind of called me to do this. Or maybe I was wanting to do this anyway. And maybe I didn't feel it and the Lord called me to do it. And here I am, I'm going and full steam ahead. And then you get out there and you look around and maybe it's bigger than you thought. Maybe there's more going on than you thought was going on. And you look away. Because obviously it says he looked down and saw the wave. So I'm thinking from the very get-go, from the time he stepped out of the boat and made that transition, it tells me he had his eyes fixed on Jesus. I would have in this situation. And he gets up there somewhere in the vicinity and he looks around. And maybe he thinks, wow, this ain't what I thought it was going to be. Things are a little bit bigger than what I thought they were. Maybe I don't know if I can handle this. And he looked away. We know what happened. He sank. Let's be sure if and when we make those moves, that Jesus is calling, those places he's calling us to, how very important it is that throughout that process, throughout that transition, that we keep our eyes on him. And then the second key point is, and this is the one I think I mentioned already, Peter only moved when the Lord spoke and said, come. He said, Lord, if it be thou, call me out there. He didn't immediately step. He waited for the Lord to say, come. And I take from this, make sure that we are in tune enough with the Lord, that we recognize his voice, so we don't make a move. I can't think of the word I'm looking for. That we don't make an inappropriate move or out of haste. That we don't make a hasty move. That we are sure that this is what the Lord wants, that he is the one calling, that I'm not doing this prematurely. Lord, help us to be able to listen. I want to encourage us this morning, if he is calling you to make a change, if it's a call to draw closer, if it's a call to move up, if it's just life's circumstances, a change of life circumstances, if it's a change of people in your life, if it's a change of the way you're used to doing things, the way you're used to associating with people and being with people, if the Lord is in it, the change will be successful. We didn't speak too much on when Peter started to sink. You know, as humans, human nature, it's easy to look around at situations and our circumstances and let fear begin to creep in. And as I was thinking about this, the thought came to me, you know what? Fear can push out faith. Fear can push out faith. As we go through life and we go through changes, there might be things that will easily begin to make us question and to make us fearful of that current circumstance. And we could begin to question the Lord and say, Lord, is this really what you wanted me to do? And Peter began to sink. And I'm going to tell you, if there are some things that the Lord is going to call us to, that we are going to have to take it with a leap of faith and ask the Lord for courage and keep locked in on His eyes. Because if we do look away, it will be easy to start to sink. But encouraging. Jesus didn't let Peter sink. He was right there to reach out His hand. And I thank the Lord for that example. There have been many, many times in life where a situation will change and you just don't even feel like trying anymore. Maybe you feel like you're just sinking and I can't get back up to the top. I want to encourage you, and I know you already know this, but the Lord is there. He is there and ready to extend His hand out and to pull you back up, to stand on top of that water, to stand on top of those unfamiliar surfaces, to stand, to be able to stand in those different and changing circumstances. When it becomes overwhelming and I don't think I can do it, rest assured that the Lord will be there to reach out His hand if we will just reach out ours. Grab on, and He will pull us out. I encourage you this morning, if you feel like the Lord is wanting you to get out of your comfort zone, if you feel like He's wanting you to change some things, if He feel like He's wanting you to walk instead of run or run instead of walk, if He wants you to get out of where you're comfortable at, your boat, I encourage you to get out your boat. He's got bigger and greater things in store. He wants us to meet Him. It might be difficult. It won't always be easy. But Peter went forth. He stepped out of that boat with faith and with courage. Lord, help me that I can have that same faith and that same courage. Thank the Lord for this thought. I hope the Lord will bless this in your minds. I do appreciate your time and attention. Thank you. Amen.